Ever wondered how God's word will come to pass in your life, especially when you're facing extreme situations or when time is a factor? Well, Sarah certainly did. When she overheard the angel tell Abraham that now, after all these years, she would bear a son, well, she just laughed. However, this was no laughing matter. This was no joke. The Lord was so serious about this that he asked Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh? Is anything too hard for the Lord?" Today the question is still a valid one. Is anything too hard for the Lord to do? Are our lives any more difficult than those in Bible times? Will God not move in our lives too? Think about every difficult and challenging situation in your life, no matter how extreme, whether it be on the job, at home, in relationships, or within yourself. List out everything that troubles you, hinders you, everything that you'd like to have changed and needs to be changed in your life. Now ask yourself, is anything on that list too hard for God to do? Is your list more difficult than the list of things God created and performed when he spoke his word in Genesis chapter 1? For the entire creation as we know it was created by what God said. 8 different times God said something, and a list of things were created. The stars, the moon, the sea, light, and these things we yet see even today. Or just consider Gabriel's response when Mary asked him how was her promise coming to pass. For Gabriel himself, who, by the way, is the angel that stands in the presence of God, if anyone knows, he definitely knows, which is why he answers Mary by saying, "With God nothing shall be impossible." And it's this response that Gabriel gives to Mary that answers all questions of how something shall be brought to pass regardless of the situation. God's power never diminishes, and that's why with God nothing shall be impossible. But today, the real question is, will we accept and believe his word or just question it? Will we take the time to search his word and apply it to our situation and to our life? Will we wait for the power of his word to take effect and to take root in our spirit? Or will we try to work it out ourselves and just make matters worse? The word of God is like nothing else. It is incorruptible, infallible, and like a seed planted in soil, his word must be planted in our heart and mind and applied to whatever we're facing in life. Only then will we see the results. So bring your list of hard things and give them to God. Then let the power of his word process and transform it. For as the prophet Jeremiah sums it up, "Lord God, behold, thou hast made the heaven and the earth by thy great power and stretched out arm, and there is nothing too hard for thee."